I've grown up in a time where most museum exhibits that involve the Abenaki were not developed with any input from the Abenaki community.
That's Vera Longtoe Sheehan. She's an Abenaki artist who, along with Eloise Beale from the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum, have co-curated a new exhibit at the Tarrant Gallery in downtown Burlington.
And although some of our artists may have been in art shows in mainstream galleries, most of our artists have never shown in mainstream galleries. To my knowledge, this is the first exhibit specifically of Abenaki art in a mainstream art gallery.
It's called Wearing Our Heritage, and it brings together objects and articles of clothing and photographs that document the way Abenaki express Native identity.
Vera and I started work on this exhibit quite a number of years ago.
That's Eloise Beale from the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum.
When Vera had first organized the Vermont Abenaki Artists Association, after the state of Vermont recognized four of the Abenaki tribes, so that the artists could present their work as Native American art with their tribal identity, it opened up a whole new possibility for us. We had been looking at the connections over many generations and how you could see the continuity, and you could see that even at times when people were not doing anything formal, wearing mostly clothing and accessories that were mainstream, at the same time, they often would keep something that reflected their heritage. As things changed and they were able to be more open about expressing their heritage, the joyful expansion of creativity was just astonishing and wonderful. So we started talking to the artists.
The Vermont Abenaki Artist Association does represent Abenaki artists that have recognition from the state of Vermont.
It's only been a handful of years since the state recognized four Abenaki tribes in Vermont.
So that would be artists from the Elnu Abenaki tribe, the Kowasuk Abenaki tribe, Nalhegan, and Missisquoi. However, with this exhibit, we made a conscious decision to include Abenaki people from all Abenaki tribes, where we could reach people, and from individual family groups that may not have recognition. However, we know that they're related to us. So when you walk through this room, there is art from all four of those recognized tribes, but also from the Penacook Abenaki, from the Odinak Abenakis, and people from many different individual family groups. The clothing represented here starts in prehistory with twine textiles related to our archaeology in northern Vermont. The clothing almost follows a timeline of 17th century, 18th century, 19th century, 20th century, 21st century. But most of the articles, all pieces that are made by living Abenaki artists and pieces we use to express our heritage today. As we put this together, we tried to tell little stories. So this one exhibit has a lot of little stories that add up to a big story about heritage and identity.
And Sheehan talked about how old laws still control Abenaki identity, like the Indian Arts and Crafts Law of 1990.
In order to sell your art as Native American made, you need to belong to either a federally or state recognized tribe, and your art needs to be labeled with your name, your tribe, and your tribal ID number. And if it's not, you can be subject to very large fines, possible imprisonment. And not all Abenaki artists have recognition. And for many years, I didn't have recognition. So instead of being able to say, I'm an Abenaki artist or this is Native American art, I would have to label my art or say that I'm a Native American descendant or I'm an Abenaki descendant to stay within compliance of the law. So it's an amazing step for us to be seen by mainstream culture, to be accepted by mainstream culture. In addition to this venue, the exhibit will be traveling. In June, it will be moving to the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum. And once again, having an exhibit like this be in a museum environment is a very important step for us because museums have the power to decide what's important and what's not. It's history happening right now. A lot of the artists that are represented in the gallery right now, they have been creating clothing related to their heritage since the 1990s. We've made the clothes for ourselves, for our children, grandparents, and it's important to have a more permanent monument. It affords us the ability for people to interpret their own objects, which once again, we don't generally have that opportunity. This is more than just an art exhibit. It's our history. It's our culture. We don't live life in a vacuum. I think people really expect us to be stuck in the past, and they don't understand that our history has changed and evolved just along with everyone else's.
That's Vera Longtoshian and Eloise Beal, co-curators of the exhibit called Wearing Our Heritage, up now at the Amy Tarrant Gallery in downtown Burlington. Find out more and see photographs of the exhibit at vpr.net.